At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I'm John Batchelor with my colleague and friend Mary Kissel, Executive Vice President, Stevens Incorporated, former Senior Advisor to the Secretary of State, and with the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal many years in Hong Kong, when that city was free, when its understanding of liberty was sacrosanct, and when it was protesting the threats from the mainland. Well, the threats have turned into brutality. New York Times reporting, Hong Kong passed national security legislation giving officials in the Chinese territory more power to curb dissent 21 years after mass protests forced the government to backtrack on a plan to introduce such laws. The legislation targets political offenses like treason and insurrection with penalties as harsh as life imprisonment and expands the scope of what can be considered criminal behavior. That's enough to know this is said to be number 23, Law 23. However, what I see, Mary, is that Hong Kong is now a cage. And to live there means that you're being watched, you're being listened to, you have no authority to protect you in the event of malpractice by the regime. Are people still living in Hong Kong under these conditions and practicing their lives, or must they leave, Mary?
Well, many hundreds of thousands have already left, John, if they had the capability to leave. Article 23 is a tragedy for the Hong Kong people. It represents the final blow to whatever freedoms were left in the territory. It makes Hong Kong more of a security state than even mainland China. It refers to a provision that was negotiated in the Basic Law, which was the mini constitution that Hong Kong enjoyed freedoms under, and it puts everyone at risk, Hong Kongers and foreigners there, because it gives China the quote unquote right to haul people over the border into their lawless justice system where they, you know, torture people and do whatever else they need to do to extract confessions. It's a tragedy.
The story about Hong Kong includes the fact that this was a long time coming, and I'm told that it's the Hong Kongers themselves who are suppressing Hong Kong in order to please Beijing, in order to please Xi Jinping, who is right now a man who's supervising China's dissent. And the crushing of Hong Kong is going to accelerate that. It seems so commonsensical to observe that when you're in trouble with the economy, you don't take one of the great cities of the world for attracting investment and break it. And that's what they've done.
Yeah, but that's really not the point for Xi Jinping. The point of the Communist Party is to maintain its grip on power over the Chinese people and to expand it abroad, period. That's it. And you're right that the other tragedy of Hong Kong is that it is local Hong Kongers like John Lee, who is the chief executive of the territory, who are repressing other Hong Kongers. And the irony also of John Lee is that he never finished high school. He went directly into the Royal Hong Kong Police Force. So he was enforcing an actual rule of law that was democratically overseen until, you know, the mainland took over and he decided to switch sides. So, just a disgusting, really, is the only word for it. And in terms of Hong Kong itself, John, its days as a global financial center are over. The minute that Beijing's lackeys in Hong Kong start to arrest foreigners as well as locals, which they have done, by the way, who's going to send their people there? And you've already seen the exodus. Elliott Management left, local law firms have rolled back operations there, U.S. law firms, rather. And I think that will only continue. But meanwhile, you have teenagers, elderly people, speech therapists who were sentenced to months in jail for putting children's books into print that the Hong Kong government didn't like. I mean, it's arbitrary and capricious. It is crushing to the territory. And this is an important point. This is the first democracy that mainland China has conquered and snuffed out their freedoms. And if you don't think that they want to do it to us, well, watch out, because Hong Kong is the warning. They cannot tolerate free markets and free people. The party cannot tolerate that. That's why Hong Kong had to be destroyed. And that's why this paranoid leadership in Beijing aspires to have further control over not just their people, but other free nations like Taiwan and others.
Mary Kissel, I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.